Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to The Hard Worker with Pete, the Job Guy Langlois. If you're looking for a job or looking for any kind of candidates, this is the show you need to hear. So tune in now, of course, and every Sunday morning at 8 to answer any questions you might have about jobs, because this is your show. This expert show is your guide to everything jobs. This is a place where you can hear about new job opportunities and get free extensive career advice from local business leaders themselves. The staffing industry's leading authority, Pete, the Job Guy Langlois, explores the failures and successes behind Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And he does it while discussing hot workplace issues with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter. Take it away, Pete.
Do the hustle! Good morning, all you hard workers, and welcome to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. I want to congratulate all of you for making a very, very smart decision this morning. Why? Because you're joining me. You're joining me for a number of different reasons. Some folks like to get some career advice. Some people are managers and want to be effective leaders and need some tips. Or some people just want to be entertained and have a little bit of fun. But I would invite each and every one of you, as I do every week, to grab a pen and pencil if you're old school like me and jot down some notes. If you're a millennial like my co-host Aaron, you'll go ahead and use your device and your thumbs will be cranking out and you'll take notes the new way. Okay? But the notes that you're going to take or something that you're going to do differently as a result of the time you spend with me and Aaron and our guests here every Sunday morning, you do something differently and you'll be all the better for it. Today, as we do every week, we have a great guest, and we also have leadership tips from Coach Larry. But our guest is going to talk about something that impacts each and every one of us. And like I do every week, I'm going to start off with a story and tell you something that happened to me in my life. Okay, you know I'm a car buff. I like cars. I have Essie, my 1975 drop-top powder blue Cadillac Eldorado with a white interior, white top, and I love that thing. Aaron and I this Thursday went out to the Jacks Beach Chamber of Commerce, and we had the top down. It started raining, but we pulled over, put the top up, and then we went to the event, and it was fantastic. But I love cars. And about 3 years ago, I went out to Amelia Island. When I go to Amelia Island, guys, if you haven't been to the new Omni Resort Hotel at Amelia Island, you're missing a real gem here. If you want a staycation, go there. They have beautiful trees. They have bike trails, places to walk. You can fish. You can do everything. Go to the beach, whatever you want. It's beautiful there, and they redid it all, and it's kind of like you're still in Jacksonville, but you're kind of like on an island somewhere, and it's beautiful. So Omni's beautiful, but I went out there to go to the Concours d'Elegance. And the Concours has all kinds of beautiful cars there. Beautiful rare Ferraris, Maseratis, you know, even some of the old 1950s Buicks that are all redone and beautiful. And I love going out there. But while I was out there, I went and I stopped to have a refreshment. And it might have been an adult beverage, maybe a beer, I don't know. But I went up and I got one and I gave the person, the vendor, my credit card. I didn't think much of it. Gave the person my card, and I went and on about my way. I got my beer. I was refreshed. I looked at cars all day, and it was fantastic. And then about, I guess it was about a week later, I got a call. My card had been blocked, and I got a call from my bank that said there looked to be some suspicious activity on my card. Well, what had happened to me happened to a bunch of people that day. Some unscrupulous person took my credit card digits and went on a spree and bought up a whole bunch of stuff up in New York where I wasn't. And they spent a lot of money on my dime. They stole my credit card information. You know, this happened again, too, one other time. A bank froze, and it's always at the most inconvenient time. I was at Moe's buying some kind of enchilada wrap thing with cheese and meat on it, and I'm there getting it, and they say, your card's declined. I said, declined? Well, come on. I got room. Come on. Use my card. I'm buying some kind of a meal at a fast Mexican restaurant, and unfortunately, it was declined. I call, and they said, there's a freeze, there's suspicious activity in your account, and someone's buying foreign currency and all this, and I don't buy any foreign currency, and I certainly wouldn't charge foreign currency. It doesn't make any sense. But they caught it. But another time, I don't even know who that was that time that lifted my digits and decided to spend my money, and fortunately, the bank helped me out. You know, there's been a number of different times when I look in my email inbox, and I'm sure this has happened to a lot of you folks, where there's a prince in another company, usually from Kenya, and he has found me and my information. And I am the benefactor of this guy finding me because he wants to wire in $20 million U.S. currency. And this prince, God bless America, this guy wants to wire this to me and give me a percentage of that money, maybe like 20%. Man, you do the math. That's more than a Big Mac and a cheeseburger for the rest of my life every day, right? That's a lot of money. I might be able to go to Ruth's Chris and get a broccoli, right? Because that's a lot of money. So, you know, I never really responded to this prince, okay, because I thought maybe that's not right. But a lot of Americans do respond to this guy and this scam. And it happens time and time again. But guess what? They get more and more sophisticated. People are out there, and they can even make it look like an email is from, you know, it's from Apple wanting you to update your credentials. Mm-hmm. Or they get more slick. And I've had friends out of nowhere. I receive an email from a friend, and it says, "Hey, Pete, can you help me out? You know, someone stole my wallet. I'm stuck here in downtown Brooklyn, and I just need you to just send me about $300, and I'll be able to get out." Mm-hmm. And the emails are totally out of character. But what that is someone hacked them. Someone got into their identity. And I see on Facebook, people are right, "Oh, share this to 200 other people." All I can think of, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. I'm going to share this, and I'm not only going to infect myself, I'm going to give a virus to all. Well, I'm not really connected with a lot of people on Facebook. So all 80 people that have ever known me that are in my Facebook, I'm going to infect them by sharing this piece of thing. Guys, you know, that's why today we're fortunate to have Katie Akers on. And we're going to introduce her in a minute. But Aaron, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you or anybody in your family or in your network ever had any of this weirdness and shenanigans happen to you?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough to where I haven't experienced it personally, but my husband's brother actually had his identity taken, like his social security was taken. And so now every year that he has to file taxes, it's always a hassle. They always say that his account or his social security
is flagged.
Oh, it's a pain,
right? I mean, once it happens,
yeah,
you're flagged and it sets forth all these things.
So he can't do it.
He can't even file taxes.
No, he can't. So it's a real big hassle. And you just got to be careful with all that information that you have.
Oh, man. I don't think there's anybody that's listening right now in this program in this wonderful Sunday morning. I don't think there's anybody right now that hasn't been impacted in one way, shape, or form of identity theft or hackers getting into your system. Which brings us right now to our guest. And you know, it just occurred to me. I said Katie Akers. I've known Katie for a lot of years, but it's Katie Akers Norton. It's Katie Norton. And Katie is a certified identity theft protection specialist, guru, all that. Katie, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
I'm glad you're here. Now, what is your certification? I can say Citrums or something like that, but what are you certified in?
I'm really certified to go into companies and train their employees on how to prevent identity theft in the workplace.
Great.
And so it's called Certified Identity Theft Risk Management Specialist.
Wow,
it's
a say Citrum that five times fast.
Yeah, you can't. I'm lucky I got it out the first time.
But you know, I know when you ask a lot of 10 and 12-year-olds, "Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up?" I would say out of like 100, zero would say, "I want to be a certified identity theft protection risk management consultant saving the world," right?
That's right. That's right.
So how did you come to this career choice?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was involved with, I was already in the market. I was already in the space because I was marketing a legal and identity theft plan. And lo and behold, my own son got affected by identity theft.
Oh boy.
And just to tell the story really quickly, he called me one day. I was at a customer's place, and he called me and he said, "Mom, I've got a little problem."
Oh, usually when they say "I got a little problem," they're in handcuffs and they're in the back seat, and it's not such a little problem. Was that what it was?
It was very similar. So the first thing he calls and he says, "I've got a little problem." He said, "I can't get to work today. It's because my driver's license is suspended."
Wow.
"And They have suspended me from my work because I work, you know, I drive for a living.
Oh, my gosh.
And I, you know, whenever your kid calls you and actually confesses that their driver's license is suspended, you got to believe that it's not really them. So I said, Zach, it sounds a lot like identity theft. Let's look into this a little bit further. Matter of fact, you need to go report it to the sheriff's office.
Wow.
So he does the next day, goes to the sheriff's office, calls me, Mom, I've got a little problem. I said, what is it, Zach? He says, they have warrants for my arrest.
Oh, no.
Three different counties.
Oh.
Six tickets in the matter of 2 months. And I said, Zach, first we need to define the size of a problem. This is not a little problem. And then I told him he called the wrong number because I knew. He didn't find it very funny.
Zach, you did to me. I don't know Zach.
But we were able to prevent him from being, you know, that's why I'm passionate about my company, able to prevent him from being arrested.
So,
by...
so now did somebody take his wallet or was somebody masquerading as him? How did all this come about?
It's a great question. He had a roommate, a couple of roommates, you know, he was in his early 20s, and one of the roommates, workers for his landscaping crew, looked a lot like my son. Not as good looking.
Of course not.
But he took my son's driver's license. And it seemed like a personal vendetta almost. How many people get 6 traffic violations in 2 months?
Wow.
I mean, I drive all over the country on a regular basis. I've only gotten 2 or 3 recently.
You know, you think about that, right? You know, and I think roommate situation. Everybody has that crazy roommate. You know, it seems like when okay, guys, we're gonna have 3 or 4 of us live in this house, so we each pitch in and we only pay $200-$300 a month and we get to, you know, live in a good place, everything's great.
Shared economy.
Yeah, right. And then there's the one knucklehead. Right. There's the one knucklehead, or if his name's Chuck, he's a chucklehead. If there's a chucklehead in there, what's he going to do? He's going to lift this. He's going to be taking the change out of your top drawer.
Right.
He's going to be calling your girlfriend behind
drink
your back.
Drink all the
and
milk.
He's going to steal your identity, get 6 tickets, and make sure that your driver's license is suspended. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the chucklehead your son had. So how'd you unwind that? Once it's wound, it's tough to unwind, right?
You know, we wouldn't have been able to do it by ourselves. I mean, it was just really smart that we had an identity theft protection. We had the legal plan. I mean, that's what I do. And they were able to unwind everything. He was back to work in a couple of days, but his driver's license was repaired in 3 different counties. In a matter of 2 weeks, he was back to work.
Wow.
You know, so the worst that happened is I subsidized his income for 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, that's great. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things with you, and I'm glad you're here today, because I think we can talk about some tips that companies can do to prevent employees from being victims, also or even the company to be at risk, and also some things that individuals and people can do to protect their identity, and then also maybe a more of an overarching thing. What are some of the safeguards we can put in place so that if it does happen to you, which, you know, everybody listening, if it hasn't, it's going to in some degree or another. They're out there. They're trying to get us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that people can do to protect themselves and, you know, kind of maybe put a little one of those the force field around themselves so that if it does happen, it shortens the pain and some things we can do. But first, let's kind of paint with a broad brush, and let's start as an employer in town. What are some of the things I have to tell my employees or be on guard against or some discussions that I should have to help protect the company's assets and protect them from any kind of identity theft and hackers, et cetera?
Yeah, I've worked with over 200 companies just in the Jacksonville market, going in and talking to them just about this very thing, doing a workshop with them, getting all their employees signed off that they've been through the training. And really, that's what they need. They need to have someone come in and train their employees on how to prevent the simple things of identity theft. You know, over 70% of identity theft happens in the work or originates in the workplace, not because of an employee is intent, really because of employee error. You know, they do something like walk away from their desk and leave information out on the desk. Somebody walks by with a camera. You know, we all have one. We carry it with us on our hip or in our purse everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have to say, you know, as look, I run a staffing agency, right? Everything I do, I deal with the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And I've employed thousands and thousands of temporary employees, and I've heard everything happen. One of the things that happened recently to a temporary employee that was on an assignment, she got up. It's almost textbook. You and I haven't even had any pre-conversation about this. this temporary employee got up to use the restroom, left her wallet. When she came back, one of the employees that was there was just putting her purse back. And she said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, I was going to mess with you, and I was going to put this in the kitchen. I was going to hide it." And she goes, "This is my personal property. I don't appreciate you touching it." He goes, "I'll never do it again. I was just, you know." Well, don't you know? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the next day, all these obscure charges happened because he had taken a picture of her doggone credit card, used it, and a simple thing like just taking your purse with you is something you need to talk about, even in the workplace, a place where people don't naturally feel vulnerable.
I mean, I think of, I always tell employers, make sure that your employees are using like a two-lock policy. If they're walking away with something sensitive in their office, it should be locked. You know, even if they're just walking down the hall to get a bottle of water, you know, go into the restroom. They need to consider a two-lock policy. Lock your desk, lock your door, make sure the building's locked at night. Because of things like that. It's, you know, and that was intent. That was full intent.
Oh,
that
yes.
Someone was trying to.
That was.
It could have been so much worse, though, because they catch the credit so quickly at the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And they catch the credit through your credit card companies. But what they don't catch is whenever someone gets your medical ID. And the next thing you know, you have a situation where you're receiving a bill. I mean, Pete, have you had a hysterectomy? that bill might be a little bit
And that's on your report, right? And you're responsible for that until somebody cleans it up. Sure.
Or they change your blood type. And now you're getting something more. You're getting a procedure done, and your HIPAA records have changed. You don't know it, and next they don't understand why you killed on the operating table, right?
And do you even hear how like my thought process goes right to the credit card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not an identity theft expert, and I don't even think about there's more damage in my personal wallet right now. If someone got that, I mean, I And, you know, you guys can't see what happened. As soon as I said that, I always lay my wallet down when I walk in.
I got it.
Aaron just went and picked up my wallet. That's how irresponsible I am. She's snapping pictures of everything. And, you know, now I'm going to have a hysterectomy. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
What else? What else,
Katie?
You
know, your driver's license is the holy grail of everything. The other thing that companies can do is make sure that they're top of mind on everything, that they're making sure that things are locked, that shredding is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the simplest, easiest things that they can do. Of course, I could go into a 30-minute training on that.
Right.
We won't do that here because
that's
not fun. But, you know, there's some things that we do at home, too, that need to be addressed, things that we do in our personal life that's going to help some things that people aren't thinking about right now. And some of it even is going to save you money.
Yeah, what?
Oh,
like, give us.
I
want to save money.
So we travel, right?
Right.
And we're often in hotel lobbies and things using the computers. Or maybe we're at the office store because we had to print something out. And we're using their internet, their websites.
Right.
And really what we should be doing, even if we're using those, is using an incognito browser.
Oh.
It's just a matter of right-clicking on the tab at the top of your Internet Explorer and saying, "I want to open a new incognito window." And where that saves you money whenever it comes to airlines is if you're going to the same computer from the same IP over and over again, and they see you're searching for the same flight to get a better price, and you'll notice it keeps going up, there is no better price, it's because
That's exactly what I do when I'm looking for flights, is I open it incognito and then I go to kayak.com.
So wait a second now. If I access the same sites over and over and I'm not doing it in the incognito, someone's tracking me and they're going to give me different...
They are.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor that you're getting higher flight rates.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because of that. But, you know, even more importantly, if you're doing it under the incognito window, they aren't seeing, it goes away. It doesn't keep any
information
in that window.
Got it.
And saving your information. And then, you know, the phishing emails. You brought that up earlier. They're so easy to trick someone.
Mm-hmm.
My brother just the other day called me and said, "Hey, I just got a message on my computer that if I don't call this number, that they're going to take over my computer. And it's Microsoft." And I thought,
oh my God.
Well, that's the brightest light bulb today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to that, but
it's goodness. Weird because they look so official. They'll they'll have the logo of whatever it is, and say, "Oh, we just need a password update." I was watching one on one of those expo shows on TV. I don't know which one, like a 48 hours, not 48 hours. What's I don't know. One of these ones where they were doing this thing on identity theft, and the very people, the producers that were on the show, going through meeting the guests and talking all this stuff. We said, watch this. We're going to send them an email that we're updating. We're all getting brand new phones. They're going to be so excited that they're getting all brand new phones. All they have to do is send in so that we can update the software. Just send us your password, send this, and your new phone will be issued today. And both the producers of that show immediately got the email, responded to it, and then all of a sudden the camera crew comes in and says, hey, do you fools know that you just did exactly what they said? But it was legit. It was from this, and we're getting new phones. Number one, you're not getting new phones, and number two, you're stupid. We just told you not to do this stuff.
So. It is absolutely crazy what happens. I mean, just with the phishing emails, if you just hover over top of the email address that it comes from, you'll see it's not really that address.
Right.
And, just never, ever click on a link in an email. Mm-hmm. I know we've heard that over and over again, and it's a simple tip, but never click on a link in an email. Just go directly. Matter of fact, pick up the phone. It's old-fashioned. It's really direct. There's no way to hack it. So pick up the phone and call your bank. Call your credit card company or whatever
it might be. You know, Katie, I want to just hit that one again, because everybody here, you're going to get the phishing email. You're going to get one. It's going to say, click here to just update this, and it's going to look so professional. And as Katie said, you just hover your pointer over it. Don't click on it, for gosh sakes, but you just hover over it, and you'll see some random Gmail or something that doesn't correspond with that. Don't ever click it anyway, but you can just see, like, this is garbage. Delete it, especially if it's from an unknown source. But even when it looks legit, it's probably not.
Pete, let's talk about passwords.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, no.
Passwords, if I see this look on people's face where you just lose it. That's right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where they just lose their mind whenever I start talking about it in meetings and training employees, because I'll say, if I wanted to know, let's say Pete, you have everybody's information, right? If I wanted to know your password, and you were a Facebook person, but we won't go there. But if I wanted to know the password for you, I would start thinking about where can I gather the most personal information about this person, because that's what people do. They use their kids' names, their cat's name, their dog's name. I know you're a dog person, not a cat person. So, I want to make sure we keep up with
this. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I have to address the cat person versus dog person. Okay. I got beat up on that, and I still
He loves cats. He loves cats. But anyways, I'm going to be thinking about that, and I'm going to be looking for your anniversaries, looking for your birthdays. Mm-hmm. I see people literally trying to think, how quickly can they get to their computer or their phone to change their password, because I've really guessed, if I really did know the name of their kid's birthday, that I would be in their password.
Right.
So we need to be thinking about using smarter passwords, or even a password generator. ID Shield has ID Vault, and there's other ones, LastPass and so on, but using one where it generates a password for you and then fills it in for you later. I could never remember any of the ones they generate.
Certain population. I'm talking to you. You know who you are right now, listener. I'm talking to you. I know right now that your ATM password is 1111. You know it's you. I just called you out. And there's another one. There's some of you guys out there. It is still 1234. And I know that to be true. And I'm coming to get you. There you go.
Hey, if you don't want to use one of the password generators, just switch it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Put your capital letters in the middle. Put your symbols in the middle. Do it a little differently. You're trying to change your passwords right now, aren't you?
No, my trick actually is, instead of using, so I'll spell out something. Oh no, somebody's gonna hack me.
Go ahead, I'm writing this down right now. Aaron.
I will spell out a word or a couple of letters that mean something significant to me, and then
There we go, bingo.
And then I'll use numbers instead of the letter. So instead of using the letter A, I'll use a 4 or something. I don't know, just so that I can remember.
Like a dollar sign instead of an S.
Yeah, something like that, so that you can use those characters, and it may not be apparent for the hacker that's trying to hack you. But don't be listening, hacker.
Real nice, Aaron. Hey, you know, we're at that point right now. We got to take a break. I want to have Katie hang around here because I want to have you come back. But right now, let's take a pause. We're WOKV 104.5. Let's get a news and weather update. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Good. We got our update. Here we are. And we have Katie Norton right here. And Katie's given us great information about identity theft protection and how to protect and keep ourselves safe from all those hackers and people that are trying to get at our stuff. And Katie, you know, what can we do with social media? What about social media?
You know, right now, of course, Facebook, I know we've talked about how Instagram is really the direction people are going. So you basically want to get in there and look at your privacy settings. Oh. They made it easier to get to the privacy settings because they've caught so much flack over not being able to find them and being able to protect yourself.
Right.
So get in there and set it up to indicate who you really want to be able to see your pictures, tag you in pictures.
Oh,
and you talked a little bit about on one of the shows about how do you want your boss to be in your social media?
Right.
Well, you know, hey, you can block them before they ever friend you.
That's cool.
Not that that's a good idea.
You know what I see, and I've been guilty of this myself. Let's say I go on vacation somewhere.
Oh,
I'm like, hey,
bad.
Check us out. Here we are in Bali, Indonesia. Check us out.
I'm guilty.
While I'm gone, I'm sending stuff. It's a clear indicator that, you know, everything's vacant. What do you have to say about that kind of
There are identity theft protection plans. And, you know, definitely to toot my own horn about the one that we have. But there are identity theft protections that monitor your social media. And if they don't, it's not a comprehensive identity theft protection, and that social media needs to be monitored for things like to protect your character. So have you ever gotten that all your friends all of a sudden are mad at you, they're sending you message, I can't believe you posted that on Facebook. And it's some kind of obscene, vulgar thing that a hacker, because you clicked the phishing link and they changed your password and now they've posted something that's obscene on your Facebook page, damaging your character. Well, I actually was on Twitter and I had put a comment on there and it had the word sex, but it wasn't a sexual comment. It wasn't anything obscene.
Right.
But my social media monitor caught it and said, you may want to go out there and remove this post because it could damage your character.
Cool.
So that's what you want. You want something that's going to catch the things that you're not seeing.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of different products out there to help you. To you, in your estimation, you've been doing this for a while. What's the most comprehensive one and what do you personally use?
I'm a little biased because I do offer a plan. Well, you know, there are some good ones out there. There are. But whenever you're talking about comprehensive, you want something that's going to do a complete and comprehensive restoration of your identity back to pre-theft status.
Got it.
You're not looking for somebody who's going to, a company that's going to say, we're going to send a package in the mail and whenever you get it, let us know. We'll tell you what to do. No, you want somebody who's going to send a licensed private investigator.
Right.
Have you sign a limited power of attorney. They go to work for you as experts to restore your identity. That way you don't have to lose time.
Yeah, you're already dealing
sleep
with. You're dealing with a lot when your identity has been stolen. And to some, you know, you're talking about maybe there's a mortgage in your name. There's a lot of different things can happen. And it's very difficult. It can be a long process to restore it. The last thing you want to do is do that yourself or kind of, you know, wing it, right?
Right. In 2012, the Today Show, they had three stories on there about children. One of them was a girl who was 9 years old who had had her identity stolen 11 years prior to her birth because they'd got her social security number. You know, it wasn't hers at that time, but it was already generated and they were predictable. They've changed that a little bit since that time frame where it's not quite as predictable, but there's still a lot of them out there that were and they're being used. So she had another girl had $750,000 in debt at age 14, and then a 3-year-old filing bankruptcy because of all of the debt and the houses and the cars.
I hope everybody hears this. I mean, this can be life-changing, right? When it happens to some people, and some people, I know there are listeners, write in to me and tell me your story too, pete@petethejobguy.com. If your identity has been stolen, share it with me. You know, I'd love to hear from some of you that have actually dealt with this. They're terrible stories, but, you know, when we hear bad things, we learn from them, and we learn how to protect ourselves. You know, talk to us a little bit about the the ones that you say that you use. You're biased.
I'm biased. but I'm biased.
Say, yeah.
You know, the plan that I use, and of course my son uses, my whole family, is Identity Shield. It's ID Shield. And it's brought to you by Legal Shield. And ID Shield is comprehensive. We have the highest guarantee in the industry of restoring your identity. So $5 million service guarantee that we'll spend our money on our private investigators to restore your identity back to pre-theft status. And then we monitor everything. I mean, you have an app right in your hand, tells you your credit score so you can see if there's any changes there. But it also tells you if there's any kind of those alerts, like those social media alerts.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can use your ID Shield Vault password right from your phone or right on your browser of your computer. So it's real simple to use, but they're doing all the work. They're doing all the hard stuff. You just get to sleep with peace of mind.
I was going to say, when your head hits the pillow at night, you got to have some peace of mind knowing that, hey, they're out there trying to get me. I know they're trying to get me. Everybody wants the keys to the castle. They're coming after me. I don't care who you are or what your station is in life. They're coming after you. Someone's trying to get your identity or get access to information you have. But this is like a, you know, one of those comforting blankets that kind of protects you, and your head hits the pillow and you feel like, wow, I'm protected here.
I mean, if you think about it, there are people out there that still say, I don't get on the computer. I'm not susceptible to this. I keep everything, you know, I can take care of it myself if it happens. It's not true. It takes 600 man hours to restore someone's identity on an average basis. And they think because they've never been on a computer, they don't do social media, that they're not vulnerable. But if you've ever been anywhere and you've given them your driver's license, your social, your medical ID, and you've had them copy it on a copier.
Right.
Now you're open, you're exposed.
Wow.
Because, I mean, have you heard of this before, where they go in and they buy the copiers after they've been turned back over to the leasing companies?
Wow. I've never heard of that, but that is crazy.
There are cracks in the armor everywhere. It's amazing.
They extract 48,000 documents and they sell most of it.
Katie, now, if folks want to get a hold of you or learn more, what's your contact information?
They can reach me. They can reach me by email, of course, katie@katienorton.net. They can reach me by phone, 904-903-1179, or they can go to my website, which is katienorton.net.
Okay.
So
that one's easy.
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 Really,
Katie,
simple.
You know, you've been an outstanding guest, and you've given us some great tips that are going to help people, and I hope people wrote some of these things down. I want you to reach directly out to Katie if you have any questions, concerns. Run it by her. She's a wealth of knowledge. Here's one thing I want to kind of, we're going to wrap up a little bit here, Katie. Again, you didn't, you know, when you were 12 years old, you didn't say, I want to be an identity theft expert. But as your career has changed and morphed, and we talk a lot about people going, you know, their career isn't like straight up to the top. You know, sometimes you got to climb back down and over before you can go up. And what would you tell maybe your 20-year-old self that would, you know, help prepare you for what you're doing now, or, you know, the benefit of hindsight? What do you go back and, you know, this future Katie goes and says, past Katie, hey, do this. You know, if you just did this, things would be better for you. What would you tell yourself?
You know, I'd tell myself a couple of things, personally and professionally.
Stay away from that guy.
But the main thing I'd probably tell myself is to be open to being an entrepreneur. Because the 9-to-5 cubicle space was not for me. You know, I don't sit still well. It just wasn't for me. College was never an option that I was aware. It just wasn't something I took advantage of.
Okay.
You know, my family wasn't in that position to put me through college, and I didn't really look at any other avenues. So being an entrepreneur, once I discovered it, even as a part-time basis, because that's how I started. I mean, I was with Mary Kay Cosmetics for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I drove a pink Cadillac.
You were in the big stuff.
Yeah.
All right. You weren't just the average seller there.
I did a great job with it, but I started part-time on the side as a plan B with some extra income. And then whenever I discovered the power of residual income and was looking for that, that's whenever I discovered Legal Shield. And I went over to this business, and it's been great because I've been able to work in that space of a corporate environment without having to be there every day.
Yeah.
It's super nice walking down the hallway in my pajamas to go to my office.
The commute's heck, right?
The commute is fantastic. But have a plan B. Don't be afraid to have something in addition to what you're already doing, and find something that you really love.
And then love that.
I'd say the last thing would be to always be ready, because in some moments, mm-hmm. whenever I didn't, maybe I was in between jobs, I still got up every morning and I got dressed like I was going to go to work in case I got a call from a resume mm-hmm. or I got a call from a staffing agency or I got a call to do some temp work,
yeah.
whatever it
right.
might have been. I've had some of my best sales whenever someone said, hey, can you come right now? Just
yes.
to always be ready.
That's
that.
Fantastic. You know, Katie, that's because you're a hard worker. And that's mm-hmm. Katie's somebody that you want to have in your corner. Should anything like this happen, or if you want to take preventative measures, call Katie Norton. And we're so glad that you shared your Sunday morning with us on Hard Worker.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Yay.
And now, my dear friends, we come to one of my favorite parts of the show each week. This is where we get leadership lessons with Coach Larry. This is where I want to invite everybody to make sure you take careful notes and do something differently. If you lead people or if you're a manager, you do something differently as a result of the tips that Coach Larry gives us, and you will be more effective and more productive in your role. Now, take it away, Coach Larry.
Thank you, Pete. So today I'm going to talk about how to handle emotions at work from the leadership perspective. You know, it's perfectly natural to have emotions at work. As a matter of fact, it's impossible to have a thought without an emotion. And we have over 60,000 thoughts in a day. So there's over 60,000 emotions that we feel in a given day. Sometimes the emotions can get quite high. So today's lesson is about how do you handle a situation when someone's emotional, when someone's upset about something, so that you can get to problem solving. The reality is, if someone is emotional, they're not able to be logical at the same time. The brain just doesn't work that way. There's the emotion part of the brain called the amygdala, and there's the logical part of the brain called the neocortex. And I like to think about it as balance. You need to be balanced in order to make logical decisions. I know there have been times when I've made decisions when I'm emotional about something and I regretted it. So what do you do when someone comes to your office or comes to you and they're upset about something? So what I used to do was I used to act very calm and cool. I thought, well, if they come to me and they're upset, I'm going to be cool. And my coolness will flow towards them, and then they in turn will be cool and calm down. Well, actually, the opposite happened. By doing so, I frustrated people because they thought, you don't get it. You don't understand me. This is a serious situation, and you're calm as can be. So what do you do in those situations? So the tip I'm going to talk about today, or the leadership lesson, is about using empathy. And I use the acronym of NAP, which is N, name the emotion, A, attribute the emotion to something, and then P, pause. Before I do that, let me pause and tell you a quick story about the amygdala hijack. One day I was walking in the woods with my wife and my two boys in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and they're known for having brown bear. And my wife said to us, listen, there may be bear. It's dusk. And we did our research beforehand. What do you do when you see a bear? Well, for the brown bear, you're supposed to just stop, keep looking at them, walk backwards until you and they feel safe, and then walk more briskly away. So we were on our hike. I was in the front, my two boys were in the middle, and my wife was in the back, enjoying a beautiful hike through the White Mountains. All of a sudden, I hear snap. And then ahead of us, I see a bear, and it just turns and looks at us. And this bear was huge. And every time that I tell the story, the bear gets even bigger. So what did I do at that moment? Turn around, scream, bear, run! Pushed my wife and kids out of the way, and I made it safely into the parking lot. And they did as well. And it was, yes, in that order, I'm ashamed to say. But what happened to me was something called the amygdala hijack. Remember I said earlier, you can't be emotional and logical at the same time, your emotion tends to take over. I had a plan. I knew what we were supposed to do. We agreed to it. But when I saw the bear, my emotions took over and my logic went out the window. So think about it this way. Let's talk about the situation. If someone comes to you and they're emotional, instead of trying to immediately go to a logic, it's about naming the emotion, attributing the emotion, and then pausing. It might sound something like this. Larry, I know that you're frustrated. I hear that you're upset. I hear that you're angry because you didn't get the report on time. And as a result, your work is going to be late and you're afraid that you're going to look bad. And then pause and see what happens. Chances are they're going to feel that you get it. You shared that empathy and then they're going to calm down. And once you notice that they've calmed down, then it's a time to move to solutioning and say, okay, what can we do about this? What thoughts do you have? Would you like to hear some thoughts from me? So again, just to recap, the leadership lesson for today is if you do see a bear, no, just kidding. The leadership lesson for today is if someone comes to you and their amygdala is hijacked, they've been triggered by something, name that emotion, attribute it to a reason, and then pause. And when you get the sense that they're ready to move into problem solving, that's the time to move into problem solving, and no sooner. So everyone on the radio, listen, connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Larry O'Brien. And when you do that, I'm happy to, you know, submit to me what your ideas are for this radio programs or leadership lessons, or tell me about situations that you've experienced and ask me any questions about how to handle it from the leadership perspective. Also, go to Mendoza and O'Brien, my website, and there you can see some of the programs that I'm doing. Thanks so much, everyone. Pete, back to you.
And thank you very much, Coach Larry. Great tips, as always. And now it's time to go to the world-famous Aaron Mills with the job update.
Thanks, Pete. I'm Aaron Mills, and this is your J-O-B report. The August unemployment rate remained at 3.9% for the second straight month. The jobless rate has yet fallen to May's rate of 3.8% in the current expansion. It previously hit that level in 2000. And part of the reason the unemployment rate hadn't continued to descend in the recent months, more Americans were joining the labor force. In August, though, the number of Americans in the labor force dropped. Hiring regained momentum in August as employers added 201,000 workers to payroll. Back to Jack's unemployment rates for the Jacksonville area is a tad lower than the national average at 3.8%. At this time last year, the Jacks area unemployment was at 4.1%. I'm Aaron Mills, and that was your J-O-B report. Now back to you, Pete.
Outstanding, Aaron. You know, when you're talking about 3.8% unemployment in Jacksonville, especially in the professional space market, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something. That's essentially zero. Okay,
yeah.
It really is. It's like mm-hmm. everybody is working, which means the supply and demand does not work out so well for employers that are looking to attract and entice employees. Mm-hmm. And what I always tell employees, and you, Aaron, you were with me this Thursday. I think it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. We went to the Jacksonville Beach Chamber event.
That's right.
And the guest speaker was Marian Phelan, mm-hmm. Who is the CEO of Hash Rocket out at the beach. She did such a wonderful job of articulating her key differentiators as an employer, mm-hmm. right, to the whole group. She stood up in front of the group and she said, you know, why would people work at Hash Rocket?
Mm-hmm.
And she did a great job of saying, you know, number one, they're working with Ruby on Rails and cutting edge technology. But the environment she creates is one where they're always learning. Everybody there mm-hmm. is always learning. And she talked about the fact that, listen, it doesn't hurt that we're located right here in Jacksonville Beach and on the seventh floor of a building overlooking the ocean, mm-hmm. and you can walk out anytime and go and enjoy yourselves. But she created a culture. And when she said that, and I think about the unemployment rate, like you said, mm-hmm. at 3.8%, employers have to be just like Marian. and understand, you know, how, what is so great about working at your company, or what is unique about your organization? Do you give back to the community? Do you have a wellness program? Do you, are you located in a special spot? You know, and she did such a great job of that at that event. And I just, you know, hats off to Marion. You remember that? What else? You went to that chamber, man. What'd you like about
that?
Oh,
it was so fun meeting all the business leaders in the community and getting to speak with them, like, because they are people that run these businesses here. But I did like what Marion was talking, or what she was talking about, that key, her value proposition, not only explains why people are attracted to the business, but also retains them. So two big things for unemployment.
That was perfect. Okay, we got to do a couple of things right here from the mailbag. Okay, first, I'm going to tell everybody that has a cat. Okay? I'm not going to apologize for my comments.
So
I do
many
think a
emails.
Dog is a superior animal. I do think that. And I will hold true to my values. And I'm entitled to my opinion. Okay? But cat lovers, okay? Look, you got a nice animal. I'm sure Fluffy is sweet to you. And your cat is special. And, you know, he comes to you when you call him and he's sweet. Okay, I don't need any more mail, hate mail about me and the fact that I prefer dogs over cats. What? Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I made a comment about it, right? Cat lovers, I salute you. Okay, hooray. Mm-hmm. You know, pat Fluffy for me, okay? That's great. The other thing from the mailbag is, you know, some people tell me some great things. They write in and say, hey, Pete, you're great. Hey, Aaron, you're wonderful. Positive energy, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then there are other people who say, well, wait a second. That's not so special. And I did receive multiple emails that took exception about John Powell. A very specific statement. John, one of our guests, had some things to say, his opinion about pre-employment screening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and his experience was a negative one. But I do want to read this from two different things from a couple of listeners. One wrote about employment assessments, pre-employment screening. This is an emerging field and has grown tremendously over the past few decades, and the human brain and the study of its science, and now it's the number one study in medical arena. Over 50% of American and Western European countries rely on these assessments for hiring, training, and developmental purposes. Human data management and people analytics will play a much more important role in the future than it does today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I just want to make sure we're not always right, but we have our opinions and we share to help make things better. Guys, if you're having trouble finding a good qualified candidate, I want you to reach out to me, Pete, at PeteTheJobGuy.com, or you can always reach our office at S&I Companies at 904-713-2550. I want to thank our guest today, Katie Norton. She did a fantastic job sharing with us tips to protect our identity and to prevent hackers from getting important information from us. I want to thank Coach Larry, as always. His leadership tips are fantastic, and let's take the emotion out of our decision and all that other stuff. And guys, I want you to go out and have a monster big week. Have a fantastic work week. But guys, stay safe and go Jaguars.